Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. Today's subject we're dealing with is the battlefields of the mind and the flesh, and this is part one of a six-part series, and the topic is the continuous battle in the spirit realm and the natural realm. This subject is very important for a believer to understand. The battlefield is in the mind. Whether you're born again or not born again, there's always a battle in the mind, and Satan puts thoughts in the mind of a person to control them or to manipulate them or to make them make wrong decisions. Let's go to the foundation scripture found in Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 to 18. This I say, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The Spirit we're talking about here in this scripture is the Holy Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 to 18 in the Amplified Version. But I say, walk and live habitually in the Holy Spirit, responsive to and controlled and guided by the Spirit. Then you will certainly not gratify the cravings and desires of the flesh, of the human nature without God. For the desires of the flesh are opposed to the Holy Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are opposed to the flesh, or godless human nature. For these are antagonistic to each other, quite continually withstanding and in conflict with each other, so that you are not free, but you are prevented from doing what you desire to do. But if you be guided and led by the Holy Spirit, you are not subject to the law. In Romans chapter 8, verse 37, it says, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us, that is Christ Jesus. We are more than conquerors in and through Christ Jesus. The Word of God says that we are more than conquerors, that is, in Christ Jesus. So why do we continue to have problems and defeats in our daily lives and mistakes if we are born again? It is because we do not understand the spiritual warfare that Satan carries out and that manifests in our natural physical realm here on the earth against us. It is important for every Christian to understand Satan, our invisible enemy, to know his tactics, plans, and methods of operation of battle so that we can defeat him in his attempts and also to enforce our victory through Christ Jesus over him that was obtained and given to us through and the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross. God has defeated Satan through his Son Jesus, removed any power that Satan had, and then given it to every born-again believer. Every weapon possible to enforce that defeat and victory over him. We have to understand the continuous battle that rages between the spiritual realm and the natural realm if we are to have a victorious living, obtain all that God has for us while we're here on the earth, and to be triumphant church in Jesus and through Jesus Christ. When you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you were born again, and your heart or spirit man was recreated or renewed by the Holy Spirit instantly, but your mind and your body were not. God says to us that we are to renew our minds, thinking processes, by his word, and then bring our flesh, our body, under the control of our spirits. Let me say something here at this point in time. A lot of people think we can't control our thought life, but God tells us, as born-again believers, we have authority in the name of Jesus, through the Word of God, in faith, to control what we think. Let me give you a very simple example. You cannot stop the birds flying over your head, but you can stop them nesting in your hair. Let me say that again. You cannot stop the birds flying over your head, but you can stop them nesting in your hair. What does that mean simply? You can't stop the thoughts coming over your head, but you can stop those thoughts from going and settling in your brain and then producing a harvest of what those thoughts are. Satan is after your words, and to get to your words, he has to put thoughts in your mind so you start meditating those thoughts and then you start speaking them out. And if you speak them out long enough, you'll start to believe them, whether negative or positive, and what you say you will eventually have. Thank you for being with me in this first part of part one, the continuous battle in the spiritual realm and the natural realms. The next topic coming up will be part two, the main battlefield is in the mind. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.